It's 23:30 Coordinated Universal Time. Stay tuned for the international rebroadcast of The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. Last week on The Great Eastern.
Your mission is to proceed up the Bumba in a riverboat, pick up Murphacolo's path at Doo-Wop, follow it, learn what you can along the way, try to get a job at the station, and terminate the broadcast.
He's out there, broadcasting without any decent restraint, totally beyond the veil of acceptable programming, and he's still on the air!
Unrest? There's no unrest in Ukubamba.
Good morning, peoples of Canada. Good afternoon, Newfoundland. And hello to all our friends abroad. My name is Erling Biggs. On today's show, a dynamite dinner on the beetle plantation, a trunk call to the right bank, and hilaria at the last repeater station as we go deep up the Bamba. All this for you, with me, on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. Preceded by a second installment of audio tapes delivered via diplomatic sack to the BCN on Tuesday, Paul Moth has surfaced à Paris. How he got to France is a mystery, but his Ugubamban expedition to that point is revealed in stunning detail on the tapes. We'll get to the oral record in a moment, but first, I believe we've got a line to the City of Lights, is that right? Yes, we do. Hello.
Bonjour, African.
Yes, hello. I'm looking for Paul Moth.
Bonjour, anglais.
Oh, je vous désire parler à Paul Moth.
N'est pas là. Les invités n'ont pas reçu le téléphone.
Très important, que je... Well, renowned for their courtesy, these low-rent Parisian concierge. Perhaps then we should move on. From the many hours of tape which arrived here at the BCN this week, I've done my best to edit this gripping conclusion to Paul Moth's Ugubamban adventure.
Hello, I'm Felicia Kawame. Time now for some People's Radio Bomber communal announcements. An effective revolutionary is a clean revolutionary. It's Rebel Hygiene Month. Please complete the questionnaires now being circulated. Are you eating enough roughage? Getting the proper protein complement? Are water purification tablets available in your theater of the struggle against the tyranny of Yesedit Yuhu and the World Bank conspiracy to crush the people? Report to your cell's health officer. The rivers are in flood, so that means hee-hee flies and hilaria, the deadly laughing sickness of the bomber. Net your beds. Always wear long shirts and pants and liberally apply repellent. Hilaria, it's no laughing matter. A rifle maintenance workshop has been scheduled for an undisclosed location in Ramalama Dingdong province. The time of the workshop is confidential. Tonight at 9 on Popular University of the Air, Dr. Eunice Asuni concludes her lecture series on the African New Left. This week, Desiring Revolution, towards a post-Leninist, feminist, pan-ethnic praxis of sensual liberation and new agricultural methods. Those are some communal announcements. People's Radio Bomber, serving the liberated zones of Ugubamba for over 3 years.
Testing. The condensation is so heavy on the meters of this Krupp's Funkenshape Blitz recorder that I can no longer determine any recording levels. And some kind of fungus growing on my concealed microphones that's been, well, causing some other problems. Anyway, upriver, 11:37 a.m., Wednesday, November 26th. Beneath a nave of Kilhooly palms arching into the sky, the shimmering River Bamba, seemingly boiling in the midday heat, parts in two oily wavelets before the blunt prow of the Blue Peter. The Blue Peter is a knockoff of a Newfoundland longliner under the command of Ray Bellew, known to all as Skipper. Skipper. He is among the many displaced Newfoundland fishermen, retrained in gunrunning under the TAGS program, now working the Bamba. How ironic that the former colonial masters are now servants to this river. He guides me up the stagnant, frond-choked breeding ground of the Hehe fly into the darkest recesses of the Bamba. My mission? To rein in a broadcasting genius supposedly gone mad.
You're making a recording, are you?
Stop hounding me. Larry Murfacolo was born in Ugu Bamba and educated in St. John's. He got a decent entry-level position at the BCN. Within 5 years, he was already in the administration. But after a stint with BCN overseas in Ugu Bamba, he requested a transfer to UNSJ, UNSJA Student Radio. He was 38 years old. The next youngest guy in the station was half his age. I was at Mun Radio when I was 19, and it damn near killed me. If you worked in college radio, there was no way you'd ever get above host. Larry Murfacolo could have been director of radio, VP programming even. Summer of 1992. Special assignment. BCN Gander. Public radio was in crisis. Programs were falling apart. November, Murfacolo orders assassination of three writer broadcasters and a technician. Two of the guys were senior negotiators for the union. Ratings improved considerably. Guess he must have hit the right four people. They gave him one last chance to pull over. Everything would have been forgotten. But he kept going, broadcasting his way.
There it is, Paul.
God.
That's the last repeater station on the Bamba.
Take her in, Skipper.
You sure? Can you hear that? They've all got the whole area.
I gotta talk to the director of radio.
Who's the director of radio? Buddy! Who's the director of radio here? Who's the director of radio at this station, hey? Come on now, where's the director of radio? Snap out of it. Snap out of it. Who's the director of radio here? Do you know who the director of radio at this station is?
Hello, Bebop. Can you hear me, Bebop?
What are you doing there?
Sorry, I'm trying to do this double ender with Bebop, but I can't get anything on the 6SB line, and the 1B is totally bunged up.
And who's the director of radio at this station?
And you?
Did you get what you were after?
No, there's no real food in there, but I got a few cans of wieners and tins of carnation, a bag of furlong knobs, and a package of jam jams.
Did you find a DOR?
There's no freaking director of radio here.
You there, Paul Roth on board!
Yeah, that's me! Hey, Frankie Johnson! What are you doing here?
I was sent here from Bebop 3 days ago with some information for you. I was expecting you a little sooner.
How'd you get here so fast?
I took the bus.
A bus?
Here! This bus is for you. You don't know how happy this makes me.
What's that?
Now I can get out of here. You're in the backside of the world, Paul. Good luck!
See ya, Frank!
See ya!
All right, geez, Skipper, come on, let's get going.
Which way?
You know which way, Skipper.
I'm not really into this, Paul. I mean, who cares?
Like, Skipper Coca-Cola, he's dead,
come
man!
Come on, man, just get us upriver! Get out of the way! I'll take the helm, Skipper. We just go down below.
Sierra Leone. Four quarantine waivers sent by unidentified target.
There is a new development regarding your mission, which I must now communicate to you. Months ago, Ben Trovato was ordered on a mission identical to yours. We have reasons to believe he's now operating with Marfacolo. He's the new morning man with Rebel Radio. I've told his wife he's in Gander. Hope to see you soon, in the vault. Ishlandrigan. Testing. It's Friday, 7:33 p.m. at the great Harrisport betelnut plantation at Doo-Wop, the most distant and probably the hottest station on the river. Well, is this ever weird? Almost at the headwaters of the mighty Bomba, closer now to Lake Shaboom and the swamps of Doolang Doolang than to Bebopalula, at the very heart of the Dark Continent, I find myself standing in an impressive Newfoundland colonial faux oriental estate guest bedroom, clad in a sopping wet dinner jacket. It is hot. Plantation estates like these are perhaps all that remains of Newfoundland's brief 20-year age of empire. Ah, dinner. What a luxurious setting. These old colonials sure knew how to put on the feed bag. The planters who settled the hostile interior were not, of course, Newfoundlanders, but Upper Canadians. And while most of my countrymen fled Bomba after independence, these African Ontarians, or Ontaricans, cling fiercely to this sodden soil. Ah, our host, Mr. Harris Potter.
Please, Nick. Your friends, how's she going by?
What do you say? What do you say?
How do you doing, bud? Friends, please, be seated. Now, let me introduce everyone. Paul Moff is a Newfoundlander, a journalist, documenting, no doubt, our tribulations since his government quit this bountiful land.
Hello, everybody. How's she going by?
Is that good, yeah? Not bad. Bad boy.
Thank you.
Casper Ugarte and Joel Ferrari are joining us again this evening.
Yeah, but I'm sure we've met, gentlemen. Have you not been to Newfoundland?
I don't know what you're talking about. I swear I've never been there.
Wait, now, beneath St. John's, in the catacombs, the cabaret there?
He's lying!
Excuse my tiny friend, he had a bit of bad luck in Morocco. Not been quite himself since. Quiet, Vincent.
Just about my beautiful and insatiable wife, Katrina.
Welcome to the Bomba, Mr. Moth. I hope you haven't found the punishing boredom a trial.
Let me reassure you, Mrs. Harris Potter, it has not been boring.
Try spending your best years on a beetle plantation.
This is our home!
I hate it here!
Listen, woman! There is no boat waiting to take us back to Ontario! Life up here in the jungle can be hard on a woman.
I know what you mean. Mr. Mark, you say you are a journalist?
Well, I host a cultural magazine, if you can call it a radio show.
I think you're a spy. What? I've seen you speaking to recorders, walking down hallways, talking to yourself.
You're a spy.
No.
Well, an old associate of yours is leader of the rebels.
Who are you speaking of?
Larry Murphy-Colo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he worked at the BCN, but we did.
So you do know him?
I told you he was a spy.
They've got their eyes on this plantation, my friend, but I'm ready for him.
Now, Mr. Harrisburg. We've come to dinner gunplay before the soup, surely not.
Soup? What kind of soup?
Come
here.
What? Oh, Mrs. Harris Potter, what are you doing under the table?
I'm so lonely. I need a man. Please, meet me in the conceivable room.
Oh, my.
What is going on down there? Katerina, you filthy creature.
They're making an announcement on Rebel Radio.
Turn it on.
The Free People's Army have liberated Newport Wood and proclaimed the Bombay People's Republic. The new state has already been recognized by North Korea and France, and today received a declaration of solidarity from distinguished Newfoundland broadcaster, Paul Moss.
I, Paul Moss, guarantee the unconditional support Newfoundland and, indeed, all of Canada for New Free People's Republic of Ugu Bamba, your struggle is our struggle.
What is it?
Down with everything.
He is a spy.
Oh, my God. He's got the hilaria.
You bastard, Moth. How dare you come into my home?
Well, now, just a second, Nick. They must have cut some tape or something. I didn't say any of those things.
Dinner is served.
They're liberating the compound.
Over my dead body.
Really, dear?
Where's the Falcons?
Where are the Falcons?
Mr. Harris,
joining the rebels. Come with me, Paul.
headquarters. How may I direct your call? Rebel headquarters. The revolution is important to us.
Excuse me, I'm a hostage here. I believe Mr. Muffacolo is suspecting me.
Ah, yes, he's right through there.
Thank you.
Palmas, come in, come in. Take a seat.
Thank you very much. Oh, that forced march through the impenetrable jungle. Man, really took it out of me.
It's a good thing you had those zinc foil lined pants, huh? Yeah. The sizzler worms can make a forced march intolerable.
Yeah. So,
you're a downsizer.
I'm a broadcaster.
You're an errand boy sent by grocery clerks to collect a bill.
Sure. Mr. Murphicolo, the thing is, I've several appointments the other side of the pond. My captivity here, I mean, am I going to be like a long-term hostage?
What did they tell you about me?
They said that your programming initiatives for the next season were unsound, that you were broadcasting completely outside the boundaries of regulations, and that you'd gone insane.
Do you think I've gone insane?
Well, to be perfectly candid, Larry, I can't call you Larry, can I? Mm-hmm. We had a co-hosting experiment on our morning show, and it didn't work. And Rebel Radio 1 and 2, I don't see the point.
I was a big fan of yours when you were on college radio.
Really?
I had my followers study your tapes, analyze them word by word, phrase by phrase, dubious edit by dubious edit.
speaking of which, I didn't appreciate you patching together that bogus Paul Moth endorsement of the revolution. I almost got my head blown off for that.
The means justify the end.
The means justify the end. You have gone insane.
I'm quoting from the Manifesto of the Viet Minh, a document I believe you drafted.
GD Manifesto. God, he says it was only a first draft. And those were different times.
You were the voice of change, the voice of the student revolution, of creative destruction.
Yeah.
And now you've sold out.
Who hasn't, Larry? It would be great to continually experiment, to constantly push the envelope, and to create new radio all the time. But who wants to listen to that?
We can create a new listener.
The new listener. Nobody believes in that anymore.
It's already being achieved here in Ugabamba. New listeners are being born every minute in the liberated zones. You are prostituting your talents to a decrepit, post-imperialist beast. Join us, won't you, Paul? We have a host one position opening up on the afternoon show.
The afternoon show?
You'll be given total freedom.
I've heard that one before. Anyway, Larry, look, I'm quite happy with the BCN.
They're exploiting you.
Oh, man. I'm pulling in 400 a week.
Take home?
Gross.
Paul, if you stay, you can turn back the clock on Newfoundland's imperial crimes. You and I, together, can create totally free radio, one with the listeners. Take them to places they've always wanted to go without even knowing it.
You really think 400 a week is being exploited? What do you think a good salary would be? What's the rebel dental like? Larry, did you hear that?
Oh. That's not a good sound, Paul.
There it is, then, the last dispatch from the Bamba. We had intended to speak with Paul Moth in Paris to learn how he... Yes? Yes, Hollis Duffett is telling me that we have, in fact, managed to get Paul on the line from Paris. Hello, Paul.
It is a diesel, be good for telephone.
Run with a telephone via Vash. Hello, Erling?
Hello, Paul, yes.
Please, I never thought I'd say this, but it sure is nice to hear your voice.
I call you to London, go be.
Just on bed, un appel. Where can I pick up my plane ticket?
I don't know anything about a plane ticket, Paul.
He was supposed to look into a ticket for me. Erling, I've got to get out of here.
Well, we just heard an edited version of the second half of your trip. How did you ever get out of there?
Well, they bombed the rebel headquarters.
Yeah, we heard that bitch.
Well, I was trapped under some rubble for about an hour or so, and I dug myself out and was taught that government troops were parachuting in. I managed to get into this dugout canoe with these rebels, two of them. A little tiny fella on the front and this great huge fella. They were a great help. They got me into Burkina Faso, which without papers is not very friendly territory. In any event, I make it to this place, Tenko Dogo, which is a dump, where I managed to score an Algerian passport under the name of Mohamed Yahoufaidi. And into Mali, no problem. I fly out of Bamako on Africa 3000, but the Algerian paper causes serious problems once I land in France, besides which, by this time, I'm very short on cash. So now I'm jammed up in this joint. If we might return to the matter of the plane ticket, Erling.
Well, they're very expensive now, Paul. It's high season.
Getting comfortable in that seat, are we, Erling?
No. I'm just saying that with the cutbacks and all at the station, a full fare ticket is out of the question.
Look, I've got to do the Billy Penton reading next week.
That's it, dummy.
Two minutes. Don't watch the telephone.
I don't know what to tell you, Paul. Joyeux Noël, I guess. That's it, then? We've lost the line there, have we, Hollis? Yes. Yes, obviously we've lost the line. Paul Moth in the flesh, as it were. God willing, Paul will be here next week for the BCN's traditional reading of Little Billy Penton's Christmas in the Mines. That's next Saturday, Little Billy Penton, as always, kicking off the Great Eastern's seasonal programming. And a special programming note, bowing to popular demand, we will rebroadcast our internationally celebrated special on Ned Murren's Carlos, Duke of Portugal, the first play written and performed in the New World. A great Newfoundland tradition, The Gee, on Saturday, December 27th. Another eventful day on the Great Eastern. We signal ourselves to you live with the noble assistance of our engineer, Hollis Duffett, and Ish Lundgren, our director of radio here at the BCN. Send your emails to greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Your letters to the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. And browse our worldwide web presence at www.greateastern.cbc.ca. My name is Erling Biggs. Join us next Saturday again for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Testing. 1, 2, 3. Is this thing on? Ah! Wait. Oh, no. 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 It's okay.